Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bonjour! Welcome to a Help Hotline, a Monaco special. Jordan is reclined on the sofa.
I am so chilled out right now. So relaxed.
You are too relaxed, actually. You want to go to the spa?
I do, yeah. I need to get some milk and eggs.
Oh, dear. You want to go to the spa? Do you want a facial?
I beg your pardon?
The spa?
Well, how much is that?
To be fair, you before we came to Monaco, you sent us a video. You were using a face mask that your mother had got you.
Yeah.
But you used basically the entire packet.
Yeah, it got stuck on my
and
face.
And because your housemate had used up all the hot water and you need hot water to take it off,
yeah.
You were caked in the stuff and it was rock hard and wasn't coming off.
Yeah, it took ages to come off, yeah. How much would a facial be here?
Well, you couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be about €100.
Probably.
Maybe more.
Probably.
Get you one for Burnley for a fiver.
In your defence of that sort of face mask that you used, when I saw you at the airport, I did say that your skin looked actually noticeably better.
Yeah,
partially because you'd used the entire packet.
Yeah, I looked...
You were glowing.
Radiant. Do you want to explain what the Help Hotline is for our Gene Divas that have never heard this part of the podcast before?
Yes, this is where one of our Gene Divas comes and lies on our metaphorical therapist's couch.
Yep.
Like Jordan is, but you're supposed to be the therapist. And they talk about their problem, and in greater detail than our usual regular episode.
Yep.
We analyse, we suggest, we hone, we polish, we finesse our advice in order to give them a better life, really.
It's more intimate and exclusive, isn't it?
Yes. It's a very intimate three-way. So let's see who we've got on the phone today. Come in, caller. What's your name and where'd you come from?
My name is Sophie and I am from Liverpool.
Oh, Liverpool.
Lovely, yes. Pot. Great night out.
Now, you don't have the accent, Sophie. Have you been in Liverpool for long?
So I've lived here for about 6 years with a break in London in the middle. But I'm originally from Preston.
Oh, whereabouts in Preston?
Bolton Lee Dale.
Oh, yeah, not far. So I'm from Burnley, but I moved to Preston when I was about 12.
Do you two know each other?
Yes.
So. You do know?
Do we know each other?
I worked with Jordan for a couple of months, I think, before Jordan left Rock.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Where at? Where did we work at?
At Rock FM.
Oh, Sophie! Hiya!
We actually went on a night out together.
Yes, we did. Oh!
What was it like to work with Jordan?
Well,
the first
time I met Jordan, he thought I was on work experience, so...
Oh, God. Did I? What did I say?
I can't really remember. I just remember being in the kitchen and you asked me if I was on work experience and I was like, no. And you were like, well, what are you then? And I was like, permanent? I don't know how to answer this question.
Oh, God, I do. I was so what? You must have thought I was such a dick. Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
So, Sophie, what is your problem, please?
I am off to Boston and New York in a few weeks' time. And I am
For work?
Yes, for holiday. Okay. So I'm so excited. It's the first time I've ever been, and it's the first time I've ever been to the States. I'm spectacularly unprepared, and I don't even have a suitcase yet, but we'll cross that bridge later. It's fine.
Go to TK Maxx. They do really good offers on suitcases.
Do they?
TK Maxx.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might go there.
Or TJ Hughes. Anyway, go on.
I have prepared, however, is I'm quite an avid Instagrammer. So I have prepared and I've got like a list of a lot of places where I would like to take some photos. Mm-hmm. Now, my friends, my friends, however, aren't really that into Instagram. And I mean, I have in the past been known to ask strangers on the beach to take photos of me because there was a really good photo opportunity.
Oh my word, you have no shame.
Not at all. And when I ask people to take a photo for me, I don't just mean one, I mean like hundreds. So I guess what my question is, how many times is it appropriate for me to stop my friends on holiday and ask them to take photos for me?
Great modern day question. And I suppose, is it okay to ask strangers to take photos as well? We've talked about this
actually
before.
I was once in Blackpool.
Shut up.
I was there for work reasons. I was reviewing the Savoy Hotel in Blackpool, which, let me tell you, was not like the Savoy Hotel in London. And that was the point of the article. And I was I was up and down the promenade, and I was on my own because, funnily enough, Mikey was unavailable for that holiday, but for very different reasons. And I thought, well, I need a photo of me with the tower. So I thought, well, who can I trust to give my phone to? And anyway, after about 45 minutes of searching for someone appropriate, I eventually found this fairly respectable-looking couple, and I gave them my phone, and we'll post this photo on our Instagram or Twitter. And they got a lovely photo of me and the tiniest edge of the tower. I clearly had said, I want me and the tower. And they got, obviously they're not that bright though. They were holidaying in Blackpool, but they got the smallest bit of the tower. And of course I couldn't then go, would you, if Sophie, when you ask strangers to do photos, if they don't get it right, do you then, with strangers, not friends, do you then tell them, well, it's not right, can we do that again?
No, God, no. You don't do that to yourself.
So,
eh?
No, when I did it, it was an elderly couple, and I was like, I just knew they were only going to take one photo for me, and it wasn't quite right, so I just had to wait till they'd left, and then I asked someone else so that they didn't feel bad.
Can I just say, the whole taking a picture of somebody else is very awkward. I hate being asked to do this, because A, the phone either goes off, so then you have to go, you get everyone in position, and then you're like, oh, hang on, you need to open it up again. B, they're never going to like the picture. Then sometimes you take a selfie and then that stays on the phone, so they're going to have a selfie of some randomer. It's just a horrible experience. I think if you're with a group of friends, get a selfie stick.
Oh, no. No? What are we in, 2015?
No, not a selfie. Is it okay for her to ask strangers?
Look, if they can always say no.
Okay.
So, and I'd say that's their right. You obviously then can't push them on it. In terms of Sophie's original question as to how many times can she ask friends to take photos per trip, I think it's probably once per picture spot. But if, you know, you're just sort of going along a vista and it has different angles of the same spot and you constantly do photos, that would be jolly irritating as far as I'm concerned. It's basically what we were doing yesterday with producer Ben in Monaco. Oh, yes, look, the sea looks slightly different from this angle. Let's have another photo.
Yeah,
I'm going to put my glasses on round this way round. I'm going to flick my hair in this direction. Let's have another photo.
We're currently in Monaco at the moment, and producer Ben is a nightmare for pictures. He wants it with his hair back, it flicked forward.
Sophie, just before we go any further, so we can actually sort of look at Instagram, what is your handle?
It is @soph.rosie.
@soph.rosie. Oh, yeah, gosh. You've got a theme, haven't you?
I do.
In terms of colour.
Yes.
And then I'm looking at Jordan's Instagram on another account, and it's very eclectic. It's nice. You've clearly done very well. So, no, but I think, you know, if you go on holiday with friends, remember it's a holiday from them, and certainly for me, and I can't speak for everyone, I like switching off sometimes from the digital world. And I think if you're constantly reminded of it, it can, because, you know, your Instagram, you put a lot of work into it, and you're entitled to a holiday as well. Have you posted any photos of De Bonnet?
No, do you know what? I'm not a very good G and diva because I don't drink.
I don't drink, so you don't like
the
drink.
You don't like the D?
No.
Oh, don't change. Don't drink if you don't want to. I mean, I didn't drink for years, and now I've got basically a mild drinking problem. So I would probably stay off the drink.
I've not had a drink today yet, so...
Yeah, but it is 10 a.m.
Oh, fair one.
Okay. Right, well, Sophie, thank you so much. I hope we've helped answer your problem.
You have, thank you.
to summarise, Sophie, I'd say, look, it's kind of your job what you do, so you get as many pictures as you need, and I think your friends will understand that you need loads of pictures.
Just okay,
try not to ask for too much, but they'll understand that it's something you do.
Go for quality, not quantity, which clearly looking at your Instagram is what you're doing.
And what's our advice for our G&D divas that are listening about Insta? What should we say to them?
Well, if we follow Sophie's rule, we've got to use it. We've got to plan out. We've got to plan our grid.
Yes. Well, thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Sophie. Have a very good rest of your day.
And to you guys. Hope you have a lovely time in Monaco.
A good caller.
Good caller. I'm terrible on social media. You've said it to me before. We have so many mutual friends that say it to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay. I'm not at Sophie's level.
Do you know
I'm
what?
I'm not at Sophie's level.
I think
level.
This is a good point to bring up my... we are a verified.
Oh.
Speaking of Instagram... I was recently verified. I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to talk about it, but I was recently verified on Instagram. I've got the old blue tick now on Instagram, Twitter.
Broken Britain.
But it's not Broken Britain. And I'm not just saying this to try and like sound, I don't want to sound like disingenuous or like I'm trying to sound modern. My biggest worry about Instagram is A, I look like crap half the time, and B, I don't want to seem braggy.
Well, you don't have to post photos of you. You can post photos of your life.
Yeah, exactly. Who is bothered about my life, seriously.
That's a fair point.
This is what all these people in London keep telling me. Oh, no, you need to post more. Who's bothered about my life? Or your life? Or anyone else's?
Well, let's leave my life out of it. But your life, I don't think anyone really gives two stuffs about.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. And Sophie is a great Instagrammer. And she is like, what is good about Instagram? But me?
Well, you can't polish a turd, but you can put the right filter on it.
You certainly can. I imagine a world without filters, honestly.
Well, you don't have a filter. We've learned that over the course of this podcast.
So what have we learned today? That I'm verified?
That you're verified. That clearly they're very unselective. And that, yeah, if you're going to Instagram on holiday, just remember it's a holiday. Less is more. Quality, not quantity.
Yes, less is more, G&D, because I agree with that, yeah. Remember, if you want to get involved with the help hotline, just go to the website, sexandmyboss.com, and if you want to answer, and if you want to ask any questions, you need some advice, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. Sexandmyboss.com, go on the website, that's the easiest way, isn't it?
Yeah, see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.